keeping your balance in meditation practice. An image often used to describe the practice of meditative attention is that of walking a tightrope. To succeed in this art, you must necessarily pay attention to your balance. This applies especially to how you're relating to things, your attitude. The untrained mind is constantly reaching out to pull at desirable objects or pushing away unpleasant objects. This habit of pushing and pulling, liking and disliking, is the cause of much stress, loss of energy and imbalance. So keeping your balance is developing a mind that does not cling or reject, like or dislike, and is without attachment or condemnation. Being attentive with compassionate equanimity towards your experience will bring balance of mind, which is the Buddha's middle way. There are ways of relating to the experience to help maintain your balance in meditation. First, there is witnessing, which is noting impartially whatever you are experiencing while you are experiencing it without evaluation or judgments. Then there's letting go. Rather than constantly seeking gratification of wishes and desires, the meditator needs to have at least some degree of giving up or non-clinging to create the space to see. Removing the sensor is really an attitude of acceptance of all thoughts, feelings, emotions, and sensations into awareness without discrimination. An attitude of neutrality, that is, impeccably registering physical and mental events without posturing or positioning yourself to them, which leads to a non-reactive awareness. Developing receptivity, that is, being alert, sensitive with what is experienced from a place of relaxed receptivity. This is an essential ingredient in insight meditation, as it brings closeness or intimacy to your experience. By following this meditative way of relating to your experience, especially in everyday life, the practice matures as wise attention with onlooking equanimity. Not only does this bring equilibrium into your own life, with great benefits to your relationship, but it will be naturally expressed as a compassionate outlook for all suffering existence.